It's time for the Daily Sports Dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canale. Yes, that's right, folks. It's me, your host, Joe Canale, for your Daily Sports Dump today, October 22nd. Hey, we've done this 2 days in a row, so that's like a record at this point. All right, no scores, just jokes. Let's get to them. The Patriots played the Jets last night on Monday Night Football in a game that was so bad that my best joke is to just recommend you watch the game again. In other NFL news, a TV station in Dallas apologized to viewers for waiting 6 minutes to interrupt the Cowboys game in order to announce a tornado that was on its way. In a related story, a TV station in New York apologized to viewers for failing to interrupt the Jets game to announce that the weather was actually pretty nice and they should just get out and turn their TVs off. Chiefs coach Andy Reid said it would be too much of a stretch to expect Patrick Mahomes to return for the team's game this week. Too much of a stretch is also the reason Reid gave for why he hasn't removed that Jolly Rancher that's been stuck to his back since week two. In college sports, Kansas and Missouri announced that they would resume playing their basketball rivalry next year. Formerly known as the Border War, the teams announced that the contest would now be known as the Battle for NCAA Sanctions. Because that's what's happening to them. In NCAA football, and speaking of, Florida State is reportedly considering firing football coach Willie Taggart in order to make a run at Urban Meyer. Now, what clues are there that this might happen? Well, boosters are raising money. Coaches have been seen packing up their offices, and every single member of law enforcement has left Tallahassee in a rush in preparation. All right, now the NBA regular season is starting tonight, and in a recent interview, Michael Jordan claimed that the Warriors star Steph Curry is not a Hall of Famer. Jordan then added quietly, "Please talk about me, please." In some disappointing news, New Orleans Pelicans forward Zion Williamson, the number one pick in the NBA draft, is going to be out 6 to 8 weeks as he recovers from knee surgery. Now, Williams said this news was disappointing as he hadn't planned to have a devastating knee injury until after he'd signed a huge free agent deal with the Knicks. I'm sure that's still in the future. And, of course, with both the NBA regular season and World Series starting tonight, it's going to be a battle for viewers, and both leagues are hoping tie-ins with upcoming blockbusters are going to help. The NBA put out a hilarious Terminator video featuring Kawhi Leonard and Arnold Schwarzenegger and Linda Hamilton. Check that out. It's pretty funny. But not to be outdone, Major League Baseball announced a corporate sponsorship with the upcoming movie Dr. Sleep. A spokesman for MLB said, "We don't know anything about the movie, but we certainly know something about baseball, and sleep has everything to do with it." That wasn't a well-delivered joke, folks, but, you know, it's only our second episode on this reboot, so what are your expectations? Well, I'll tell you, if you want more information from the Sports Dump, you can follow us on Twitter at Sports Dump Show, or you can go on Instagram at @the_sports_dump, because I deleted the actual just Sports Dump address, and now we have to use that one. Also, we have some stuff in our archives on thesportsdump.com, and hopefully we're going to do a redesign of that website soon, so there might be even more to offer you. We've got interviews coming up soon with some comedian friends of mine. Also, we'll be doing some NFL picks with a 6-year-old who just likes the helmets, so we'll see how that goes in coming weeks. And all kinds of other things. If you have any recommendations, suggestions, or questions, go on to any of those social media sites and you can ask those. And we're also on Patreon at The Sports Dump. We don't have any patrons yet, but we'll have some news upcoming about that that'll just make you so eager to give us a dollar. All right, folks, that's about all for today. Hopefully I'll be back tomorrow with your Wednesday Sports Dump, although I'm thinking Wednesdays might be the day I take off because what the hell's going on Wednesdays? But tomorrow I'll do it for you folks. Please come back, subscribe, rate, review, all that stuff. Once again, I'm Joe Canale, and this is the Sports Dump. No scores, just jokes.